Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the first week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Who's Lifting Your Mat? Are you weary, in need of a good rest? Today's first reading from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 and 11, speaks of the rest in peace that we'll enter into after we pass from this earth. If we are obedient to God's word and have faith in his promises, the promises that Jesus fulfilled in his death and resurrection. However, there's much more for us in these verses if we remember that Scripture is never meant to be a carrot dangled just beyond the reach of our present life. God cares about us too much to make us drool over promises that we cannot receive a taste of here and now. Entering into God's rest does not require waiting. It requires faith. Faith that God truly does care about you and is working a plan for your benefit as well as for the good of all those who are involved in your wearisome situation. Even though we have to wait for that plan to be completed, the opportunity to rest in peace is available now. We think we can't have restful peace until the problem ends, but this is a wrong assumption. When we suffer from overwhelming weariness, it's not because of the problems. It's because we're not availing ourselves of the peace that God provides. Some of this peace comes during our quiet, alone moments with God. Most of the time, he provides it through community. Jesus did nothing on his own. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have always worked together, not just because they are one God, but because God's very nature is community, an interactive community. Remember that he created us in this image. He designed us for community life. He uses community for the implementation of his plans. No divine promise is fulfilled for our sake alone. There's no rest for the weary unless community helps us carry the burdens. Look at the story in today's gospel reading from Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. The paralytic received a healing because of his friends. Do you have at least four friends who carry you when you're tired of ill health or mental anguish or spiritual trials? One friend for each corner of your mat, so to speak? Name them, thank them, and spend some time relaxing with them. Who is making you lame? What's paralyzing you from doing what you're called to do? What has caused you to sit down on the roadside of your personal growth? Instead of trying to figure out how to come up and walk solely by your own strength, rest. God never intended for you to move forward by yourself. Rest in the help that God is providing through community. To receive his help, we have to let down our walls of individualism and go to where we will find community. Every parish has a variety of opportunities, from ministry organizations to social events. It makes no sense to think that we can be in a good relationship with God without joining ourselves to his community.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.